Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Vaught. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Vaught. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. In fact, she was heading to the horse when I was leaving. Today, the 29th of August, 2023, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I got Liam at the helm.
Good morning.
And things falling off the things falling off the microphones. Not mine. No. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm good.
You got a special day out there today?
Not really. It's going to be a pretty average day.
Oh, okay.
High of 93, low of 69. We do have a fire weather watch starting tonight and continuing through Wednesday night. We're going to cool off near the end of the week with a chance of showers on Friday night, Saturday. Not Saturday night, though. But
Yeah. A little rain.
That's rain.
Always good. It's always good to do a little rain there and help fight the fires. We're going to do an update on the fires here in a couple of minutes. Sunday, a high near 83. Labor Day, a high near 85 and sunny. By the way, we are going to, when we first started, we took no time off. Everybody worked every holiday except for 4th of July and Veterans Day. And Christmas, Thanksgiving, those. But now, as we've aged, I think given a 3-day weekend now and then is cool. Reason, you know, is y'all get paid to be here by the hour, so that takes a day of your payoff. But you know, if we make money this month, but we're getting that bonus. we get that bonus situation going. Yeah, so we're gonna do best of on Monday, so everybody can take a day off there. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally run, a family-owned business out of Anderson. Been in the business a couple of decades. They're really fine people, the Kinney family. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other programs that for their customers. They do treat their customers as friends. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. Shasta Gas Propane.
Here's some news.
Okay.
So we have that fire watch.
Yep.
And there's an article I'm looking at. It says PG&E says likely power shutoffs as Northern California gets first fire watch of 2023.
Okay.
So
let's talk about it. Let's do a little update on the fires. I just took a look at the Cal Fire map, and it is there are fires all through the North State. If you take a look at those complexes, go to Cal Fire Fire Awareness Map. And an update, this is as of yesterday, the Happy Cap complex in Siskiyou County has grown to 3,200 acres. Lightning caused new fires near the Deep Fire. Winds from dry storm spread fires in the Happy Camp complex to making it more than 3,200 acres over the weekend. And when it rained last week, it was cooler. They were able to make some progress at it, but it is still going. So they think that the cooler temperatures this week will help calm the fires. The Deep Fire is burning in the Shasta Trinity National Forest, which is kind of where we're getting a lot of that haze. It's coming down southwest of Trinity Center and northwest of Trinity Lake. And again, like I said, they had lightning cause fires over the weekend. It's about 58% contained. Sunday, the Deep Fire moved into the Little Salt Creek area where the train is inaccessible to the firefighters. So they used aircraft to be battling that. Even if flames do jump Little Salt Creek, the blaze would then burn up against rock, which would help contain, I would hope, the fire. They patrolled the edges of the burn area yesterday, make sure they weren't reigniting, and crews were also watching for burning trees falling. So, now, moving to the Happy Camp complex, had burned a total of 19,000 acres in Siskiyou County and Klamath National Forest, up from 15,000. Most of the fire growth happened on the west side of the complex. Okay. This is something we're going to be living with. Maui fire. Things are starting to come out. They've found that the fire was caused by, believe it or not, an electric line. That because of the high winds they were having, because they were on the edge of that hurricane, that dropped and started it. Now, the electric company admitted that, and they said, but by the time, you know, they de-energized all of their wires, was what they said, but, you know, the first one had already started. But then they turned around and blamed the firefighters for putting out, quote, putting out the fire and then leaving, and the fire wasn't out, and it started again. And then, of course, with the other fiascos, with the, that part with the not sounding the sirens, which is one of the most technologically adept systems that we have to warn people, is usually to warn people about tsunamis and hurricanes, that the roads being blocked by electric crews trying to trying to get the poles back up, catching people out there, the shifting of the water resources. So the guy in charge of the emergency response there, who had no experience in it, retired for reasons of health, and the guy that was in charge of the water, not giving the water where they needed it, was reassigned. There's going to be, I have seen, and I'm not saying it's just Hawaii, of course, but I've been involved in a natural disaster and a flood there. And the flood that hit 500 homes and on the Kailua area and in that whole area over there was because they had not cleaned out the storm drains in the canal. So when I heard that, it didn't surprise me. Just let me put it this way: it didn't really surprise me on that. So a lot of things to talk about. 8 o'clock, we got Haven Humane coming in here, but. Anderson, we talked about this yesterday. The Anderson Union High School District was had said that they will notify parents if there's things going on with the gender with the kids, and that they would tell the parents. If the child had said, wanted to change their name, go into a transformation like this, that we're going to tell the parents. Parents have to know this. And then the attorney general said, well, you know, you can't do that. It goes against the law, blah, 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 blah. Well, what's happening with that? That one right there is just it's shots across the bow. But what the Attorney General is doing is that they are going to sue Chico, because Chico had the same school there, and Chico has the same problem come up, same concern came up. To let the mother said, I had to hear from friends what was going on at the school, and this isn't right. So they said that parents should be told about this. So the state of California, an attorney general, is going to sue them and tell them that they have to keep student gender identities hidden from the parents. And we, you know, this discussion right there is the fact is it's not the fact. You talked a little bit about it, I think, Liam, that you knew if kids. I know you're in there doing something else, but
well, here,
you knew if kids were. I don't know. See, I don't know how many. Is it 25% of the student body? Is it one person out of the whole student body?
When I was in high school, I mean, and I guess. Things change dramatically fast in the education world. There were only like 4 or 5 kids that I knew of.
That had changed.
Yep.
They were changing. They wanted to be called by different names.
Mm-hmm.
Did they change clothes while they were in school or these kind of things? Or
yeah.
Okay. Well, the Chino Valley School, I said Chico before, it's not. It's Chino, California. Unified School District approved a policy last month requiring teachers to tell parents if their children begin to use names and pronouns that match those on their birth certificate. Under the policy, teachers must also notify parents if their children request access to school facilities which do not correspond with their biological sex. And the which is what Anderson Union High School District just said. And the guy was the secretary or the superintendent of public instruction, Tony Thurman, was there, but he was escorted out because, hey, you're not part of our community. Anyway, they announced yesterday that they are suing the forced, they call it the forced outing policy, claiming that it violates state law and threatens the safety of the students. Was there problems if, you know, you were there? I mean, we never faced anything like this in high school. But were there problems for kids when they decided to make this transgender shift? I mean, the problems would come from school, I would think. But did you ever see any of that?
At least at Foothill, which is where I went, the culture there is very respectful. The administration and the teachers and the students were all like very, very respectful of the students.
Yeah. So the problem wasn't in the school.
Mm-mm, no.
So when they say is that the lawsuit claims that the school board's motivations in adopting the policy would create and harbor animosity, discrimination, and prejudice towards transgender and gender nonconforming students. They want to just tell the parents what's going on. I mean, this is a huge thing. Mm-hmm. Parents maybe should know about this. And they're saying, well, they may meet with discrimination at home, but maybe not. Maybe the parents are going to be there to help support them and make this easier.
I mean, if the students wanted their parents to know, wouldn't they tell their parents? Right? I mean, like...
Okay, that's a good point.
I mean, like, yeah.
That's a good point. On the other hand, the fact is that it's going to come out anyway.
It's true.
I mean, the lady over in Chico found out because one of her friends called her, because the kids in school knew about it. Yeah. And they tell their parents, and their parents tell their friends. They said, gosh, what's going on? Not what's going on, but, hey, we support you, or I know you're going through this. And they don't know anything about it.
I can get behind, like, elementary school, like, being like, hey, parents, like, FYI. You know, and I can get behind middle school, but I mean, when you're like a teenager and you're in high school, like you cross a threshold, you know, where like you're not an adult, but like you need to be able to make your own decisions. And if you don't, if
I understand what you're saying,
you know, yeah, no, and I
were you making great decisions when you were 15 or 14?
Of course not, but no one is.
No, right? You're right.
That's part of it.
No one is. That's right.
And so, like, I mean, if a student doesn't want their parents to know something, like,
what about grades?
Grades are failing. They're different. That's so different.
Okay, that's different. Okay.
Of course,
well,
it is.
But
I mean, it's.
At what point should the parents be let in on?
Well, I mean, how much do parents historically know about what's happening at school? You know.
Parents. That's another good question. You know, some parents know everything that's going on. I found out from my daughters that every one of their grades, every one of their kids' assignments, were online, and they could check it if they wanted.
Yeah.
And my daughter knew exactly which classes they were having a problem with daily. Well, weekly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I would just think this is important enough that. That there should be, you know, if they just, you know, okay, you've been, it's a couple months here in school, you're obviously, this isn't something that you just changed your mind about and all this, and you're kind of waffling.
Yeah.
But after a couple months, I think it's time to come in for counseling for all sides, mm-hmm. in my opinion, you know, in a neutral place to kind of start addressing this because they're still living at home.
It's true.
Anyway.
Yes.
Got to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive is our jewelry store of choice. Locally owned, locally operated, great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. The only watch repairman in the whole area is right there. Rebecca and Henry have a great store there. They work with people. You need your battery changed on your, I see, you know, every time I'm in there, there's two or three people coming in and get the batteries changed on their watches. Just come in, 5 minutes later, they're walking out. New battery, no hassle. That's Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Millions of dollars thrown away to get rid of a perfectly good voting system. Millions of dollars that could have gone toward opening the vacant floor of the jail. Millions that could have addressed Shasta County's real problems, such as mental health and homelessness. We taxpayers are paying through the nose, and we're paying attention. Not $1 more will be spent on frivolous trips to the MyPillow guy. Not $1 more will compromise our public safety. Recall Kevin Cry. Not $1 more. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Alternative Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 7:24 in the morning. It's 68 degrees out there here on the 29th of August. And this portion of the show brought to you by the PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging with their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's no cost to the people in the program. And the whole idea is to lessen the amount of debilitating falls for the senior citizens and those with disabilities. They come in and they put up grab rails and maybe stair rails and other things to help people get through the house a little bit safer and easier. To learn more or get into the program, give them a call at 530-842-1687. Portland, Oregon, which, by the way, is losing billions of dollars as people in businesses are moving out of there. I've read two or three different stories from different news agencies about people who've had it in Portland. Well, Portland, realizing that, decides to say, well, look, we've got to take a look at our next generation coming up and how can we ensure that they're better off. So they are looking at a new equitable grading practice in Portland schools. If adopted, the new practices will bring various changes, such as new grading structures, not grading homework, not giving students failing grades for not completing their work, or cheating, and not grading for non-academic factors, such as behavior, participation, and effort. Not giving...
I'm reading about Portland's...
Are you looking at it right now?
Yeah, there's schools. 55% of their students are not proficient to, like, the national standards in reading.
Oh, yeah.
And 55.
Oh, no, there's... I'm sure if you take a look at it and you look at math and all those, that, you know, because it's probably an average, so they can read.
Yeah.
So they can read to the third grade level, but they can't do math to the fourth. Anyway, not giving a student a zero when his or her work earns such a low mark actually harms the child, said Jonathan Butcher, an education fellow at the Heritage Foundation. You hurt a student when you pass them from one grade to another without asking the student to show they can complete the work he or she is assigned. Hello? Kind of like work when you're out of school.
Yep.
If you're not doing the job, that, oh, that's okay, we're just going to still pay you and watch the company go down. The initiative springs from a grading practice implemented by some of the district schools during the COVID pandemic. Thank you, COVID. That accommodated for inequalities in access to curriculum and instruction. Okay, I can understand that since they wouldn't let them go to school and they didn't have computers. I can understand that. It's to standardize practices district-wide after the non-unified implementation led to a mosaic of grading practices across schools and across the district. Given the dismal scores in reading and math on national comparisons after the pandemic, it is said that the school district would exercise the soft bigotry of low expectations. The district's approach will harm students for life by not holding them responsible for their behavior and decisions, Butcher said. The equitable grading practices are currently being workshopped and are expected to be implemented in the district by 2025, according to the Washington Free Beacon. The focus should be demonstrations of proficiency instead of rewarding students for playing the school game.
The thing is,
you've got feelings about that. You felt like you were being warehoused.
Well, so, we know that a student's ability to succeed in school is very much just dependent on the school's funding. And schools are primarily funded through local property taxes. And so schools in poor neighborhoods have a poorer education because class sizes are bigger.
No, I agree with you.
Right?
No,
and so
if we
really wanted to solve education and do a better job of educating students, we wouldn't fund schools with property taxes.
It could be a part of it.
Well, if you look at test scores in schools in rich neighborhoods versus poor neighborhoods.
Well, they pay their teachers more.
They pay their teachers more.
Class
sizes are smaller. They can hire more teachers.
Better access to, all the extra stuff.
Correct.
No, I agree with that. You know,
that's how you solve the problem.
You know, when people talk to me about, giving money to people because of slavery from 200 years ago. Take that money and put it in education.
Yeah.
Put it in education, low-interest loans, things like that.
Yeah.
Not in individuals. Put it for the generations. Anyway, the it draws its framework that said that not giving students zero, adopting a 0 to 4 scale instead of a traditional 0 to 100, giving greater weight to recent performances, not including group work for grades, allowing retakes, developing rubrics, and more. And it said it should be based on valid evidence and knowledge, not on evidence that is likely to be influenced by the teacher's implicit bias or reflect the student's environment. Yeah, the bias resident practice it lists to be implemented include using summative assignments, not grading homework, not including it as a part of the final grade, not penalizing late work, not offering extra credit, excluding attendance, effort, attitude, or behavior, and providing alternative consequences for cheating rather than assign zeros. Come on.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it's time to take a break. I've got two more things I want to hit today. Because I look at news, I look at articles in the evening. And then last night I sent myself three of them so I could talk about them today. And this is just one of them, about what are we doing to those kids in Portland? You know, it goes back to COVID. And COVID is going to have generations of effects on us, from 5-year-olds to 18-year-olds, all through that school system. For businesses, for everything, the amount of money we pushed into the economy, the huge amount of money we pushed in this economy just by printing it, inflation today. And I'm going to keep saying this. You're paying $700 more a month now than you were 2 years ago. And that's a lot of money. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life and family changing. It's not the employer. It's probably not the employer who values you, who wants you to come back to work. You've been a member of their team a long time. It comes down to insurance companies and whether you're getting the treatment you should have. Well, Patrick Gorman is an expert on this. If you're not getting that treatment, he's going to fight for you, and he is a fighter. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. Free consultation. Tell him what's going on, and he's going to give you some good advice. We'll be right back.
Make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar. But I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. But I keep on.
Cruise on down to Wind River Resort and Casino and sail the seven seas with our $55,000 cruising through fall swipe to win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win instant prizes like drawing entries for your chance to be one of 10 winners to float away on the cruise of your dreams. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Final drawings on August 31st and September 28th. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You you'll get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Think about purchasing an electric vehicle, car, truck, or bicycle. And Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle or charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about these rebates available. Okay. Here's something, you know, if you've never read Range Magazine, I'm going to bring in Range Magazine and let you read it. Liam, you'll appreciate it. It's a magazine that comes out, I don't know, every other month. And it talks about the plight of farmers and ranchers. And it talks about, you know, historical ranches in the area. You know, families have had them for 100 years or 150 years. And it talks about the things the government does to them. And I was just reading this article about BLM and the changes they're making. And then I saw last night the state of Montana has filed a legal motion against the Biden administration over its decision to permit a billionaire-backed organization to lease large swaths of public property for non-agriculture uses. In a motion for summary judgment filed with the Department of Interior's Office of Hearings and Appeals, Montana alleged a Bureau of Land Management rule issued in 2022 unlawfully prioritizes non-production conservation herds over livestock production in the state's rural ranching communities. What is this about? This American Prairie Reserve, this environmental organization, wants to graze bison across leased federal lands. The BLM's final decision granting a general use permit to graze bison is a direct attack on the rural communities, attacks that have become a hallmark of the Biden administration, the attorney general from the state of Montana said. BLM has been over backwards to circumvent the law and approve APR's plan to turn hundreds of thousands of acres of productive ranch land into a nature preserve for the wealthy. From shutting out Montana ranchers during the comment period, proposing to copy and paste directly from APR's website,
That's always good to see when they just copy and paste, put it in there. And ignoring federal law and its own regulations. There's something wrong here. With no input from local communities. So, they're grazing bison across 63,000 acres of federal lands that the group had leased over the past several years. Now, ranchers use this land, BLM land. They also lease it, but they use it for cattle production, so they can move their cattle from spot to spot, so they can take care of the ground, and you know, and move their herds through there, so we'll have cattle production. The overall APR has completed a total of 37 transactions to create a habitat base of 460,000 acres in Montana, of which 124,000 is privately owned and 336,000 acre it leases from the state and mainly federal government. This is part of their goal of creating a 3.2 million acre ecosystem connecting private and leased lands to the Charles M. Russell National Wildlife Refuge in northern Montana. The giant conservation project would benefit both wildlife in the region and the public, according to this group. And instead of asking the federal government to manage the project, APR states its goals are fueled entirely by private philanthropy and voluntary land exchanges. Now, who makes this thing up? Makes this group up? The American Prairie Foundation has raised tens of millions of dollars in recent years, according to its recent tax filings, thanks to a large part to its donors, which include well-known Wall Street and Silicon Valley magnates. Last year, the group reported financial contributions in excess of $63 million, up 53%. Hansburg Wyss, a Swiss financier and mega donor of liberal causes, deceased German retail mogul Evian Hobb, John Mars, the heir to the Mars candy fortune, and Susan Packard Orr, daughter of the Hewitt Packard Company, co-founder, have all donated to it. And 3% have come from international donors. Now, my favorite, let me see, they're saying it would give, when they release the wild bison, it would give visitors a chance to witness the majestic species. Well, how many people are going to go out there and see this out in the middle of nowhere? Because you know they're not going to have roads out there because they want to keep it as, you know, untouched as possible. So it's not like Liam said, I'm like, I want to go out and watch, you know, bison. You know, maybe they've got a little, like a bison watching area there. Now, the people that are fighting it, United Property Owners Montana, expressed concern that free-roaming bison may infect surrounding livestock with brucellosis, an infectious disease commonly found in bison and elk populations, which could wipe out the cattle industry. And it would likely decrease agriculture production revenue and harm support industries. And I'm trying to the guy says they're trying to treat cattle and bison interchangeably on the purpose of issuing general grazing permits, and it defies law and logic. And they've renamed the bison as conservation animals, non-production animals, or as wildlife. The fact is that they are not livestock for purposes of the law. What would they call it? They were called indigenous. I'm trying to find the name of it, but it was calling like domestic indigenous livestock. Making livestock instead of wild animals.
It's like, insane.
It is. And it's having a huge, you know, it's going to have a huge impact in Montana on this. And here is the state of Montana saying, wait a minute, you can't do this to us. Well, yeah, we can't, because BLM says they can. And they can change anything they want. And again, we get back into federal agencies having impacts that it should be that Congress should get into this.
Mm-hmm.
And they will. I'm sure Congress will get into this. I hope they will. Where you can take almost, you know, you can take almost 1 million acres of land and make it fallow, because it will be fallow, except for bison, which will travel, I guess, from one area to another. Are they going to herd them in these areas or just kind of let them just go wild? I mean, they're not going to fence it.
No. Who knows?
You know? And if you read Range Magazine, you'll see other things like BLM land that families have used for decades. They're taking it away and putting solar farms. They destroy everything around there, and they put solar farms there. Or they just don't want them out there again. Just one wildlife group destroyed all the watering stations in that whole area so they could, you know, change the whole habitat there. Things that, you know, other states are going through this stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. One of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation. The hospital that has a TAVR valve replacement has a number of cutting-edge technologies that save people's lives that are performed here where people do not have to go down 3 or 4 hours to Davis or other places to have done because they do them here. They're one of the highest-rated hospitals in Leapfrog. They have the only Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system here, which means less pain, less invasive surgery, reduced risk. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Plus, they're now a teaching hospital. They've got 13 new residents there that are been worked into their routine, and they're not only serving there at Shasta Regional, they're out at the VA clinic and Redding Rancheria clinics. They're out there. At Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
High school football action is back, broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games for only $300 per game, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action, live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My ocean delay,
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. 7:49 in the morning here on the 29th of August, and this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. With the turmoil in the insurance industry and the inflation, all of these things, maybe you'd like to have a second opinion on insurance and your financial matters. We'll give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation of what you have going there. It could be that everything's fine. She'll tell you that. But if not, she's there and able to help you. She's been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Okay, the last article I found, and this too kind of hit home, was if you remember, before you were here, we had Kara Tennant. She was a veterinarian, would be on once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And Kara was an outdoors person. I mean, you know, runner, biker, you know, mountain biker, horses, the whole thing. And she told us one time on the air how she was allergic to meat. And I said, "You're allergic to meat?" And I said, "You've always been allergic to meat?" She goes, "No." And here's this article. A dangerous meat allergy related to a certain tick bite is on the rise as numbers explode across Virginia. And that's where she got it. She was living in Virginia. She got bitten by something called the Texas tick, I think it's called.
Yep.
And it's causing a lot of concern. What is it? It's called an alpha-gal syndrome as an emerging public health concern. They must avoid eating foods containing the alpha-gal molecule sugar. It's a growing clinical and public health concern for persons in the United States, yet in the absence of a national surveillance system, the prevalence of this condition is largely unknown. It says it's linked to tick bites, specifically from the insects known as the Lone Star Tick. I call it the Texas tick, but it's the Lone Star Tick. You know, same thing. And what happens is it usually lives in areas below 1,600 feet in elevation. It's an aggressive biter and has potential to transmit serious diseases such as Ehrlichiosis and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And the adult female is best recognized by a white dot or a lone star in the center of her back. Now, what this does is if you eat meat, you get violently ill and throw it up. And, I mean, extreme nausea, and you can't hold it down. And Dr. Tennant was telling us about it. When she got it, she had no idea. But then she started getting sick. And she couldn't, you know, and then she, you know, went to the doctor finally. And they, it's not easy to diagnose back then. But when, you know, they found out what it was. So now this thing is now becoming maybe more widespread. Every time I got to look for something, was bitten by a tick, developed the allergy, and had to completely change his diet. Everywhere I go, I got to look for something, chicken or fish. I've got to make sure I don't eat any dairy products. Huh. No milk.
Huh.
No butter. And he had not experienced any severe symptoms from the allergy. And how do you prevent it? It's just like you prevent any tick. Spray the hell out of your legs.
Yeah.
In your clothes and check your body. I had a friend that, if we came out of the field one time, had a tick burrowed into his body in a very sensitive place. And that went down. He went down to the
to the emergency room at, on base, yeah. Get that fixed. So, yeah. So those are it's funny when you read something like that, that now it's starting to say now it's starting to spread. Imagine that, getting a tick bite and you couldn't have an In-N-Out.
That would suck.
Yeah. I didn't know it was dairy, butter, and milk, though.
I thought it was just red meat.
Yeah.
Because I've heard about it.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Hmm. Okay. Gosh. Town hall that Patrick Jones is having, the main speaker there, Clint, is going to be on our show Thursday from 8 to 9. And he's going to talk about this. I've never heard him speak. And I want to hear about this MESA, the MESA syndrome. I want to hear how that they can show statistically how elections can be swung. It's one of those things that, people say, well, it's never been found out in court. And then the other side says it's never been allowed into court because of status. So. And this guy seems to be, he votes for Newsom, so it's not like he's a Trump supporter that's come up with this thing. What do you got going this week?
I'm going to run a duathlon on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
That's it?
That's basically it, yeah.
There's so many things going on. Oh, Friday night. It's going to be the night on the green at Tiger Field.
Ooh.
And it's going to be, it's going to be Danger Kitty, who we saw the other night, and I was thoroughly entertained by this group. But they're going to be out there Friday. We got Paisano Days coming up in September. A lot of things happening in September. Paisano Days.
The barbecue, the Gaslight Cowboys.
Open house at the Wild Horse Sanctuary. I have an open house there on September the 23rd. The first annual Justice Crab Feed, Fight Against Human Sex Trafficking. That'll be in October. The Stand Down, which is the North Valley Stand Down Association, which is for all homeless veterans, hand up, not a handout, is going to occur in October. We're going to talk a lot more about that. And for any of y'all that are thinking about wanting to join us on November 10th for the Marine Corps birthday out at Wind River and have a great dinner and see the presentation of the flags, the cake, the honoring of the oldest and youngest Marines there, guest speaker, and just a good time. That's going to be November 10th. There'll be more information coming out on that also. So, Board of Supervisors today, that should be, it's always interesting to see what that's about, the Board of Supervisors, to see what happens next. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning.
What's
yeah,
up?
The Board of Supervisor meeting is always interesting what happens there.
It always is.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You just never know what people come up with, including me. But anyways, I was going to ask you, did you attend the event this Saturday where Sergio Garcia was there, the attorney?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Did you attend the event that took place Saturday, with Sergio Garcia, the dreamer?
I did not, and I'm sorry I did not. I wanted to meet him after we had interviewed him, but we were tied up in other things all day.
Yeah, I thought so. I didn't see you there.
So how'd you like it?
Oh, it's great. I actually know Sergio Garcia. I met him back in 2012 or 11. So yeah, it was nice to see him there again.
Well,
the
one thing I didn't bring up during the interview because I didn't want to, but he was supposed to speak here, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, and they had to cancel his appearance because of death threats, because they could not guarantee his safety. I did not bring that up during the interview because I thought I don't want to get somebody, give ideas to the wrong people. But
yeah,
I found that really interesting. He couldn't speak because they couldn't guarantee his safety.
Well, he actually did mention that at the event, and he was actually he said he did get a lot of threats, him and his wife. So. And so it was really difficult for him. So, and I understand that. So.
Yeah.
But it was a good event.
Well, good. I really enjoyed my interview with him. And,
he's very smart. very smart.
Well, you know what? He believes in a lot of things that a lot of people up here believe in. And anything that takes you 25 years of working hard at it to get your citizenship and being, you know, here for most of your life before that, and then having the Obama Justice Department when no one's fighting him, trying to keep him from getting his being admitted to the bar. I mean, he didn't, you know, those are all little surprises I heard.
Yeah, you know, and he was not just like anybody who was coming across the border, when, like you said, you know, 30 years old. No, this is when he was little, so he had nothing to say.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
A Moment in History by KCNR Radio. In February 1850, Shasta County was created as one of the California's original 27 counties. In September of that same year, California was admitted into the Union, meaning that Shasta County was even older than the state of California. Before Shasta County was named, Shasta residents held a town meeting in the middle of Main Street and named their town Shasta, presumably because Mount Shasta could be seen from the hills of the town. Originally, Mount Shasta was within Shasta County, but is now part of Siskiyou County. The original Shasta County included a major portion of Northern California, including Mount Shasta, and all the territory that later became Modoc, Lassen, and Siskiyou counties, as well as parts of the present-day Plumas and Tehama counties. Contributed by Dottie Smith.
Then Washington.
A trial begins tomorrow in Georgia. It will determine whether voting district lines were drawn to weaken the power of black voters.
U.S. District Judge Stephen Jones already ruled in March 2022 that some parts of Georgia's redistricting plans probably violate federal law, but he allowed the new congressional and state legislative maps to be used for 2022's elections. Now, in what's expected to be a two-week case, if the judge rules against Georgia, he'll likely order the state's Republican-controlled General Assembly to redraw districts to comply with the Voting Rights Act.
And that's correspondent Donna Warder. The specter of a potential government shutdown looms as Congress returns to Capitol Hill following the August recess. There is an end-of-the-month deadline for reaching a deal on funding the government, maybe a stopgap spending bill to keep things going. No trading today on Wall Street. The market's closed in observance of Labor Day. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Berkeley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you one of the nearly 10 million families that own a timeshare? Unfortunately, many families stuck in timeshares have learned the dark side of ownership, as their timeshare ends up being nothing like they were promised. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. If you were lied to when buying a timeshare, you're going to need help. I know this because I once worked as a timeshare salesman, but quit the business and made it my personal mission to help folks get rid of bad timeshares. That's why I put together a timeshare exit information kit to help you understand how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Over 30,000 families have trusted us to get rid of their timeshares. Many started out by simply calling us for the free information kit and are now timeshare free.
To get your free information kit, call Wesley Financial now. 800-939-1331. That's 800-939-1331. 800-939-1331.
The French Prime Minister announcing a prohibition on disposable vaping devices.
She didn't say when the ban would come into force, but she did confirm the government would soon unveil its new plan to combat smoking, which she said is the cause of 75,000 deaths a year in the country. The Prime Minister added disposable vapes are giving bad habits to young people. France has banned the sale of electronic cigarettes to those under 18, but it's not widely respected. Promoting or advertising such products is also prohibited. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
A confidential UN report says Iran has slowed its enrichment of uranium to almost weapons-grade levels. The AP got a look at the report that comes as the U.S. and Iran negotiate a prisoner swap, as well as the release of billions in Iranian assets frozen in South Korea. The UN nuclear chief has warned Iran has enough enriched uranium for several nuclear bombs if it chose to build them. News and analysis, townhall.com. Wisconsin's Republican-controlled legislature wants to impeach a newly elected liberal state Supreme Court justice.
The unprecedented attempt to impeach and remove Justice Janet Protasiewicz comes as the court is being called upon to throw out the legislative electoral maps drawn by the legislature in 2011 that cemented the GOP's majorities in both the Assembly and Senate. The court is under no deadline to decide whether to hear the redistricting challenges. Likewise, Protasiewicz does not have a deadline for deciding whether she will recuse herself. Both decisions could come at any point. Jason Walker reporting.
After 6 months on the International Space Station, what do four astronauts want the most? Hot showers and hot coffee, they say. The four back home today following an early morning splashdown off Florida. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Today, the 29th of August, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion in communities. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Liam, didn't I talk to you about slowing August down a little bit?
Talked to me about slowing down the whole year.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
You've done it. You've done nothing. You've done nothing to do that. Except at your age, it probably drags out longer.
Maybe not. It sure felt like a fast year.
It did. Yeah,
I swear it was just February.
Yeah, I was thinking October. Okay, what's it look like this week?
Yeah, so we're going to have a high of 93 today, a low of 69 tonight. We do have a fire weather watch tonight through Wednesday night. That might mean rolling blackouts, but we don't know.
There was rain. Some warning going on,
yeah.
And we got smoke also.
That's
now.
True.
Today and tonight.
It looks like the smoke's going to clear up by Thursday, and then we'll have rain Friday night and Saturday, and we'll be in the mid-70s. So
I see here it says with this chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday night, a low near 61. Wow. It's going to be in the 60s. And then next on Labor Day, sunny with a high near 86. That's cool. Weather report is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned company out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They treat their customers as friends. They have great relationships with their customers because, you know, they appreciate their customers, and the customers appreciate Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I have Mark Story here because it's the last Tuesday of the month.
Good morning.
Not the fourth, not the third, not the fifth. It's the last Tuesday.
That's right.
It only took me 2 years to figure that out.
Two years, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe 10.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Missed you last month.
Yeah, I missed you guys, too.
What was it?
Camp Love-A-Pet. Yeah.
How you doing there with that? I mean, how was it? Tell us about
that. It was awesome. It was probably two of my I say this every year, but two of my favorite camps. I think at,
you do say that every year.
I think every year, Cassie and Jim and Sarah and all the people that are involved with camp all do such a great job of improving it and making it more fun and just more stuff to it that it was definitely my favorite. We kind of redesigned a little bit the graduation area. We made it a little bit better for the people watching, which was great. We had a great group of kids, phenomenal group of dogs. So, yeah, camp was great. The Monday after the second camp comes, it's my worst day of the year because I know that I've got 11 months before the next camp comes up again, and that's kind of a bummer.
You can only do it during the summer.
Yeah, because, you know, it's kids 10 to 15, so they're in school, and we're not going to do it during a holiday break because they're busy doing holiday break stuff. So
yeah.
We only do two of them during the summer just because logistically it's a very difficult thing. So we would love to do more. We just can't. So, yeah, registration will open. Sign-ups will open on February 1st, and they will fill up probably by 9 a.m. on February 1st. So we had a waiting list this year of, probably 15 kids on each camp waiting to try and get in. So,
and you're limited by
The dogs.
Room or dogs? Or
yeah, because the dogs are stuck in the kennels for a minimum of 3 weeks. So so we have 16 kids, so 8 dogs, because they randomly get paired up. So there's 8 dogs for 16 kids. So
each time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Each time, yeah. Yep. So we do 16 kids, which is a pretty good number for us. It makes it even. We have obviously 4 teams of 4. And so, yeah, it works out pretty well for us because, you know, we have a lot of volunteers, which are amazing, that come in and help with this, many of which are alumni. So they were campers and they become junior counselors, and then some of them stick around and are counselors. Many of them are volunteers that have been volunteers for a long time. They wanted to get involved in other ways, and so they became counselors at Camp Love a Pet. So couldn't do it without our counselors and our campers, and it's so much fun. I love it.
How many dogs get adopted out of that?
Usually for graduation, it's we've had all of them adopted once. But usually it's a little over half get adopted for graduation and go home on graduation. Right now, if I'm not mistaken, we have 2 dogs left from camp that need to get adopted.
Okay.
So, and that's Pink and Gabby, who are both fantastic dogs. So Pink is just an older girl who's going to do better in a home with no dogs because she's a little bit ornery. But she is a great, great dog. But again, she's a little bit older, but she's a sweetheart, so we'd love to see her get adopted. And then Gabby is a young dog with a lot of energy. She did have heartworms when she came in, so we treated her for heartworms, so she's heartworm-free. And she just has a lot of energy, so we're looking for a home for her, too. But she is a great dog. She did great with her campers. She's very eager to learn and very loving. So, yeah, so Gabby and Pink, both looking for homes.
Cool. Katrina wasn't here Friday.
Reed came in.
Mm-hmm. And the dog she brought in was a high energy pup. I wasn't here in the morning. I came in a little bit later, and Linda said, "There's a high energy pup in here today. It was levitating." But
yeah, some of those pups are, well, you know, and they're so excited to just get out of the kennel and go on a field trip and.
Yeah.
Have some fun. I mean, that's, you know, that could be the only time it's been out for a while.
Yeah.
Our volunteers do a great job of taking them out and walking them and socializing them, so does our staff. But, you know, to get away from the shelter is always good. Yeah, yeah, it's a lot of fun for them.
Gross night out. We're going to take a quick break here. I want to remind everybody that there's a Veterans Luncheon on the first Friday of every month. And it's going to be at the Country Waffles, and it's inviting all veterans and friends. You don't necessarily have to be a veteran, but maybe, you know, maybe somebody in your family served and you just like to go down and have lunch. It's going to be this Friday at Country Waffle. Like I said, it starts at 11:30, and they've got there's a room back there, and it's, you know, just a good fellowship and all this. And if you're interested in that, you can just show up. And it's open to all services, all ranks, rates, Everybody's invited. Even
here
even
comes.
All branches. You should go down and do that one time. Yeah. And contact Richard Marchand for more information at 524-5681. But it's open, and you don't have to make reservations. Just show up down there. We'll be right back.
Get ready to hit the dance floor and experience American country music band Sawyer Brown at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, September 14th. Sing along to some of your favorite hits like Some Girls Do, The Race Is On, and Thank God for You. Tickets for this event are just $50 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Must be 21 to attend this event.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Today is the final day of the 105th annual Intermountain Fair on A Street in MacArthur. And in celebration, admission is free. This year's theme is Stars and Stripes and Fair Delight. Now the carnival may be over, but there's plenty of action today with the Junior Livestock Auction Buyer's Breakfast and Auction. Exhibits will be on display and the commercial buildings will be open. The Ag Mechanics Silent Auction Bidding ends at 1 p.m. and the fair closes at 3. It's the final day of the 105th annual Intermountain Fair on A Street in MacArthur.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Let's do a little Bon Jovi. What is that? The Outlaw Horseman was. They had one. What was that? Let's do a Bon Jovi and we come back for Mark Story, our guest. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, locally owned, locally operated. Here, a true community bank with four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one on California Street, the other in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and one down in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened, 16 years ago. And we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we talked about the annual Love a Pet Camp, Camp Love a Pet, which is his favorite time of the year. Gets to go out there and interact with all these dogs, and most of them have been out of the 16, 14 have been adopted. Two are still looking for homes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Zumba Bash.
Yeah, so
it was huge.
Zumba Bash was great, yeah. It was spectacular. We had over 100 supporters who joined us for a night of Zumba dancing, their favorite music legends. I want to thank Anderson Family Fitness and Jennifer Lozoya for everything that she does to put this on. And then all the instructors, the vendors, the guests, DJ Unruly, Wind River. It was really an awesome night, and it was a lot of fun. So we'll be doing it again next year. It'll be in August. I don't have a date yet. When I do, I'll make sure I give you a save the date. But just look on our Facebook and you can do that. And look, we do have an event coming up pretty quick. It'll be, what is that, next Friday, I guess, which would be the September 8th.
Yep.
From 5 to 7 p.m. It's called Wags Wolf and Wine, and it's going to be at Mosley Family Cellars. We'll have shelter dogs, music and games. Mosley Family Cellars will, again, donate 50% of wine bottle purchases to Haven. And the dog father will be selling gourmet sausages at the event as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun. If you haven't been to their new building, it's a really cool, quaint building. It's right there on Pine. It's
a great place.
Yeah, it really is. It's been a lot of different things, but I love the way they have it set up. It's very homey and quaint, and it's perfect for a wine tasting or just to come in and just hang out. It's a lot of fun. So, again, that'll be September 8th from 5 to 7. And then, of course, Bark Wine and Brew is coming up on October 7th at Wind River. Our theme this year is Alice in Wonderland. It's going to be a really good time. We do have a few seats left, and we have one, maybe two tables left. So if you're interested in doing that, you can give us a call at 241-5262. Speak to Mandy or Amanda about that. We're also still looking for donations for both live and silent auctions. We need those in the next couple weeks. We can get all that going, but
we're
it's going to be a lot of fun.
We're going to give an advertisement package to you.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. That's fantastic. Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. I have my costume already.
What are you going to be?
Mad Hatter.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
Yeah, right.
Well, it was either that or Alice.
Well, it was either that or the Cheshire Cat, and I don't think I could pull off the Cheshire Cat. So.
I was thinking more Alice there.
Yeah.
I can see you. Mm-hmm. Have a little hip.
It's going to be fun. I'm really looking
forward to it. Wouldn't you have to shave if you were Alice?
I should shave for the Mad Hatter, but I'm not going to shave the goatee.
Oh, no. So. Mad Hatter could be a goatee.
Goatee, yeah. I'm going to go with the goatee, so we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
So, I also do want to thank John Pohlmeyer, Edward Jones, our Power Pup sponsor, Wallner Plumbing. Both of these folks. Yeah, John Pohlmeyer is our presenting sponsor this year from Edward Jones, and him and his whole team have been great this whole year for all of our events. We want to thank them and definitely Wallner Plumbing as well. So thank both of them. It really takes a whole village to do this, and so we have so many sponsors and donors, and you can look at all those on our website, on our Facebook, come to an event. We really appreciate all of their help and support. And then, of course, we've got North State Giving Tuesday.
But wait a minute. Let's go
November
back.
28th.
Let's go back to Bark Wine and Brew.
This is
going to be the first one we miss, and gosh, forever, because we're going to a celebration of mine and one of my really good friends' birthday parties out of state. But we always enjoy this because one, everybody has a good time. That everybody comes in dressed up. And people put time in their costumes.
Oh yeah,
they really do. And then you have the cakes. Are they going to have those this year?
We're going to have desserts, yep. We're going to have a dessert auction.
Well, that dessert auction, people bake cakes, and they're works of art.
Yeah, they're amazing.
I remember that one when we were doing the stuff, with aliens and all that.
Yeah,
those alien cakes were, one.
Yeah, they were fantastic.
They all are, every year.
I still am, just baffled by how they do it, because they look so realistic and just creative. Yeah, they're amazing. So, yeah, we're gonna have a dessert auction. We're gonna have some desserts.
I'm gonna tell a story about Mark here.
Uh-oh.
This was years ago when Bark Wine and Brew, and you realized that night there were more people coming than there were seats. You remember that? I don't know, seven years ago.
No, that was a lot longer than that. That was 2014.
Okay, almost 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there were more people showing up than you had tables. So all of your employees, everybody that worked there, they were bringing in tables to eat up on the eat up the stairs and everything like that. So you get everybody seated. That was just that was people showing up that. At the last minute. So we want to sell those tables and get those things early. Everybody got in. Everybody got fed.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was a process that needed to be fixed. So we fixed it. But we also really appreciated all the support. And we continue to sell out every single year thanks to the support. It really is a fun event. And I think that it, like Camp Love a Pet, it's gotten better, I think, every year. As we've grown with our directors of development who have been putting these on, I think they've found new ways to make check-in and check-out easier, but also just to make it fun. I think our auctioneer, Tim, is fantastic. He's a professional nonprofit auctioneer.
Yeah,
he's a lot of fun.
He's pretty much taking it over. He knows, yep. He knows what has to be done.
Yeah. And then,
how do people sign up again for this? I mean, where do they go to? They just go to the
241-5262. Just call them because, like I said, we have very few seats left.
Okay.
We're almost completely sold out. I think we might have one table left and a few extra seats. So 241-5262, and you can contact Mandy or Amanda.
Great.
In development, and they can help you out. But, yeah, it really has gotten better. And then, we've got DJ Easy, Jake Easy, as our DJ, too. And so the sound has really improved. I mean, his music is amazing, and he does a great job.
Jake is great.
And he's so much fun to work with and so easy to work with. And he's become a great part of our team as well. So looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. So. I actually got my jacket last night for my outfit, so I had to put it on last night and check it out.
Already?
It's exactly what I wanted. So,
you wear it next month? To here?
No. No, I cannot.
I think you should come in costume.
I think that's not going to happen. I'm not going to.
Giving Tuesday.
I'm not going to premiere that until October 7th at Bark Wine and Brew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Giving Tuesday's just coming up. It's going to be November 28th. It's always the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. And, last year we were privileged to be one of the over 190 nonprofits who participated in the event, thanks to the Community Foundation of the North State putting this on. So we are seeking 4 Power Hour sponsors, which basically will just match donations for that hour. So if you're interested in doing that and helping out, again, 241-5262, talk to Mandy about that.
That's a pretty spectacular event. There's a lot of good organizations out there. Besides Saving Human. I mean,
I agree. I mean, you and I talk about this every year, and usually it's the last Tuesday of the month, so we usually have a show that morning. In fact, I think we have every year we have.
Yeah, we have.
And, I always encourage people, if you want to know what's going on in the community from a nonprofit standpoint, look on that website during that day because there's a description of pretty much every nonprofit that is working in the area on there. Even the smaller ones are on there. And you can get a description of them. You can see what they're doing. I go on there every year and learn something new about a nonprofit that I didn't even know existed and all the great work they're doing. So, I mean, there's 190 in our area, and it's not just Shasta County, so it's neighboring counties that are participating in this as well. And it's just great to see all the things that are being done. I mean, we talk about how amazing this community is, and this is a chance where you can donate to them, which is great and certainly much appreciated by all the nonprofits and everybody in our community. It's also a chance just to look and see, what kind of work is actually being done in the community. And so that's great. And, the Community Foundation of North State brings us all together for this. And, I thank them every year because I think Carrie and her team do such a great job over there.
There's several million dollars come through here, I think, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. They usually – it's over $1 million for that one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, do you remember when we were in the service? They had a, I don't know if it was called United Way Day or something, but they had push everybody to donate, and you had a list of like 30 different.
Oh, it was more than that. Yeah, what the
30
heck was
or 40
that?
Different
what was
organizations.
That campaign called?
Yeah. It wasn't United Way. It was something else.
Yeah, but, no, I know exactly. But what you're talking about.
And then so the command wants to get 100% participation. Well, you know, Marines going to say, I really don't want to participate. And when you got down to our levels down, you know, if you're starting at the general's level, oh, yeah, we can get 100%. Well, no, you can't. And the thing is, you got to understand that. And if you had a good commander, they'd understand is that, you know, if you can get 80, 85%. But we'd look at what they did, though, is they had it. The one thing that was really a telling thing was they would say what percentage of the money that was donated made it out to where it was supposed to go.
Yeah, they had a huge breakdown. Federal campaign.
Combined federal
campaign. I had to look it up.
That
was
it. Yes.
Yeah. CFC. Oh, I totally remember
and then, remember that? And then but you could see, like, if for every dollar donated to this, like one organization, 50% would make it. 50% was overhead. Some of them were less than that. Some of them were 90% made it to where it was supposed to be. And, you know, that was one of the things I'd look at.
Yeah, there was a whole booklet they gave us.
Yeah. And how much of this is getting down to the people they're supposed to?
That's a good question. I wonder if they still do that. I'm sure they don't print the booklets anymore. But.
No, but I mean, you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Once a year, here we come.
For
here,
sure.
It's time for combined federal campaign. And there would just be a groan from all the leadership.
It was one of those duties you didn't want to get tasked with handling because you didn't want to have to hand out the booklets and track everything.
Junior officers. That's what they're there for. Hey, we've got to take a break. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And we're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. And I've never had a bad haircut there in 15 years, maybe 16 years at this point. It's a veteran-owned business. It's locally owned, locally operated. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments. In fact, I'm supposed to be rolling in there today. You can reach them at 530-244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold. And, by the way, Lucky Miller's is starting a fight to try and take back his business from homeless and crime. And we talked about that yesterday. There are several of them over there that they said, enough's enough. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale along with all roses in stock. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Dr. David Nicholas, president of Shasta Bible College and Graduate School in Redding, California. We're excited about the beginning of school. It begins September 5th, and we're rolling out a new program, a Master of Arts degree in chaplaincy. With me here is the head of that program, Dr. Jane D'Angelo.
That's right, Dr. Nicholas, and I'm so excited for this program because it's designed to be completed in 24 months. It's a 36-unit course, and I know that we have one of the most affordable programs in the United States. We have some wonderful classes planned for students, such as Theology of Suffering, Crisis Care and Counseling, Ministry Resilience, and Grief Support and Caring for the Dying and Bereaved.
Now tell us, Dr. D'Angelo, what kind of chaplaincy are we talking about?
So the program has been designed to train chaplains in a variety of areas, such as hospitals, hospice, VA centers, colleges. I also want to encourage anyone in the church who wants to know more about lay chaplaincy in their church to come and join us in the fall.
Interested? Give us a call today at 530-221-4275.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. Bon Jovi. You don't even know. Who is that?
Bon Jovi.
That's what I thought. That's what I said. Like, you would know.
Of course, I know.
You're so old.
You said Bon Jovi?
You know what? Well, good. You know what?
Wow.
You're so adroit. You run the show.
All right, welcome back.
Hey, welcome back. 8:33 in the morning here on the 29th of August with Carl Bott and Mark Story. It's about 68 degrees. It's going to be hazy today because of the fires. It should clear up tonight, a low of about 68. It's going to be like this. It's going to be not too hot at night in the 60s, during the day in the low 90s. Rain later on this week, chance of showers on Friday, Saturday, chance of showers. And on Labor Day, it's going to be sunny with a high near 86. Perfect weather. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. And I'm with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Let's talk about Pongo.
Pongo, yeah, this is our pet story for the month. So Pongo came to us as a stray. Pongo is a mastiff mix, mainly mastiff. He came to us. He was probably about 120 pounds when he came to us. When he left, he was probably closer to 140 pounds. He immediately became a favorite of many of the staff and a couple of the volunteers because he's a big dog. So he's not hard to walk, actually. He's actually not bad, but when you go in his kennel, he's just super excited to see people. But once you get him out in the yard, he'll roll on his back and he's the biggest love. And I had a ball playing with him. I would actually take him out and walk him periodically. And, Pongo is just, I mean, he's a bull in a china shop and he always will be, but he's just such a great, great guy. And he's just so goofy and fun. And so, yeah, Pongo was adopted a couple weeks ago. And he's living his best life now. In a home, which is great.
I saw a reel last night of two Great Danes playing in the living room. And one jumped on the other one. And they managed to put their heads through the wallboard.
Nice.
Didn't even slow them down. And mom's yelling at them, "What?" And they both stopped. You know, they knew something had happened. They weren't sure what. She goes,
Pongo
like
was
fifth size through the wall.
Pongo was with us for quite some time. In fact, Pongo was here when we got all that snow. And one of the volunteers,
gosh,
Heather, who that was her boy. She loved that boy. She still loves this boy, but she came in when it was snowing and she took him out and sent me a video of him running in the snow. And it's, you know, he's a big, lanky guy, so it was just so funny when he runs because he looks so uncoordinated, which he's not, but he looks it. And it was just, oh, it was the cutest video. I absolutely adore Pongo and hope he lives his best life with his new family because he's a pretty special
guy. It takes somebody special to have a 120-pound dog.
Yeah, it does.
140-pound dog.
And he thinks he's a lap dog. I mean, he wants to be with people. He's extremely loving. Just a goofy, goofy guy. And a huge love. So I wanted to share that with everybody because, you know,
that's a happy story. It's got a good ending.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just a great boy.
I tell you what, Linda and I were driving out off Silver Bridge
yesterday or the day before, and there's this white dog out there. Not a, it looked almost like a, you know, like the stock dogs, mm-hmm. you know, a big one, you know, like the ones that guard the stock.
Like a Pyrenees?
No, not a Pyrenees. There's another kind, but kind of like that, yeah. And he's kind of walking down the road, and we were looking, and, I mean, was he, we had not seen him out there before. And look, I wonder if he was lost or whatever, but, you know, he kind of trotted down this one road, you know, like to a house, but never seen him out there, but, you know, he's kind of looking at you like, you know, hey, are you here for me? What do we do when we see something like that? Do we call you? Say, hey.
Well, if you're in the city limits, you call us.
Well, it was out in Palisade. Right?
Then you need to call. You need to call Shasta County Animal Control.
Okay.
Yeah. So we do city limits of Redding and Anderson.
Okay. So if it's out in Palisade and you see something like that,
then you're going to call Shasta County Animal
Control. I thought
Control.
If I probably opened up the truck door, he'd probably, you know, what if they jump in? Now we've got a dog.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time when you're talking about livestock,
and then this has allergies.
Livestock guarding dogs and stuff yeah. like that, they're probably on the way home.
That's yeah. what I'm thinking. You know yeah. what I'm talking about. The big ones are out
probably
there.
Probably Anatolian is probably what you're. What
yeah,
you're,
that was yeah. it. That was kind of. Yeah.
yeah, and they, I mean, they're not going to roam too terribly far away from yeah. their flock, so normally they would be doing that unless they get dumped, which, you know,
yeah. you know
is a possibility.
People do that.
Yeah, all the time, unfortunately. Yeah.
How can I give the car down the street to y'all so it makes it worth money?
Well, first you got to go to the owner of the car down the street and talk to them. You can't just give us their car.
A short-term rental that's parking in the wrong spot. I can't just go down there and break in and get the registration out, sign it over to myself,
no,
and give
it
to you.
It works.
No, can't do that.
The way you asked that question is pretty funny. So we have partnered with Cars, Inc., and if you or somebody you know who you can get permission from to would like to donate their vehicle, so it doesn't have to be a car. It could be a car, truck, motorcycle, motorhome, camping trailer, boat. All of that helps. So
could it be trailers?
Yeah, like yes, I'm pretty sure.
You know, I mean,
yeah,
like,
camping trailers, yes.
Yeah, like old horse trailers or
yeah,
camping trailers.
I would call.
Well, it says
I'm
camping
sure.
trailers, so I imagine horse
yeah, I'm sure they'll take
okay.
them all.
Yeah.
So you simply call 855-500-7433. I'll read it one more time, 855-500-7433. Or you can click through our website under ways to give and donate at havenhumane.org. And our partners, Cars, Inc., will tow your vehicle at no cost and send you a tax deduction receipt. So they'll handle all the paperwork. They'll take care of it. The car, the vehicle does not need to be running. They'll take care of all of that. And then we get a huge portion of the proceeds of the sale back to help us with the animals, which is awesome. So, and we've had quite a few people do it. I think we're at, like, what was the last I heard? I think it's, like, 18 cars have been donated, which is great. So,
you know, and so, and then you get a tax deductible, and they'll say what the worth of it is, but you still get it.
Yeah, they'll tell you what they think it's worth. It doesn't mean it's going to sell for that, but they're going to give you what
yeah,
they think it's worth
it could
at
be
the
just
time.
Wrapped,
yeah, and it's
still.
And it, and honestly, it hasn't been a whole heck of a lot of money that we've brought in from those vehicles, but you know what? It's money that we brought in, and people have been able to get their cars in, and that money went to good. Which is great. So, and they do all the work, which is the biggest thing.
You know, the biggest thing we do, we donate a lot, but we don't keep receipts. But this year I've started keeping receipts because it was like several hundred dollars.
Yeah, it can make a difference.
It can make a difference yeah. in there. And things you're supporting. And there's so many nonprofits around here to support, like on Giving Tuesday, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to support two or three of them.
Yeah.
Besides you. I mean, I've got another one that has become my favorite. Just because I've gotten to know them, but it's with animals, but, I always support you guys. And, because without Haven Humane, we would literally be up to our ass in animals. Excuse me. Did you hit the delete button? No, that word's okay, right?
Correct.
Okay. That word's okay.
He asks after the fact.
Asks after the fact. What we have run into problems is people playing music. These new songs are coming out, and there's
yeah.
four-letter words that are not
yeah.
the F word, but the S word.
Yeah,
that's you know that my that they sneak them in because you know you're listening to music and all of a sudden it comes yeah. through. And if you're not paying attention, did they say that? So
yeah,
our Cracker Jack producers are all over that with our delete.
Of course button. They are.
They have to be, otherwise none of us have a job. So, but anyway, what I'm going things for that is. The good that you all do, I usually say this at the end, but I got to say it now. that I see the kind of work you do. I see the people working for you. I see that, you know, it's a tough job. I couldn't do your job. I know that right now. Unless you're quitting, and then I'd put in for it. but, you know, you've got to balance so many things, and in the middle of it are living, breathing souls, beings, in the middle of this.
Yeah. It's
and you see the worst, and you see the best. The best being that you find a home for an animal.
That's a really good way to put it. We also see the worst and the best in humanity. And it's been a very, very difficult year. Probably, and you would think that it wouldn't be like this with us, you know, having COVID so recently, having car fire, having Snowmageddon, having all these years where we had challenges. I think this year has been the most challenging year actually yet. And that's just because of the number of animals that we've had coming in. I've never seen it this bad in animal care. And it's not just here. It's across the country. And there's tons of reasons for it. But it really doesn't matter what the reason is, because regardless of the reason, we have to deal with it. And it's been very difficult on the team. And I'm inspired by them every day because they come in, they give their all. And I'm not just talking about the staff. I'm talking about the volunteers, the adopters, the foster parents, our sponsors, our donors, and our team is just there to keep weathering this storm until we get through this, because it has been very difficult. We ask our team, especially our staff, to do a lot of things that I wish like heck we didn't have to ask them to do. And so it's really important that our community supports and gets on board and helps us out, because we can't do this by ourselves. I've said that from the beginning, that we can't. It takes a village, and we're very fortunate to be in this village, because I believe that this is one of the most supportive communities I've ever been fortunate enough to live in. And you and I, both being part of the military, saw many, many communities, whether we were there for a short time or a long time. We've been all around the world and see many communities. And, yes, I'm not going to say that we don't have our issues here, but at the end of the day, we all I equate it like family, right? I feel like we all love each other. We don't always like each other, but we always love each other. And I think we're always there for each other when we really need to be. And I think that's...
And we've proven that.
We've proven that time and time again. Agree.
Time and time again.
Yes, I agree 100%. And Haven would not be where we are today without the support of this community. And I hope and pray every day that that continues, because the team that we have working at Haven is there every day, and believe me, it's not a paycheck that brings them back. They're there for these animals and for this community and to help out. So I appreciate everybody, and I'm honored to be the CEO and to be the coach of such an amazing team, because our team is amazing. It's not me, it's them. They're doing all the hard stuff. They're doing all the work, and they deserve all the credit.
Okay. Well, let's take a break on that. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Don't miss the ultimate 80s experience party at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, September 9th. Enjoy live entertainment from 80s days and DJs. Jake Easy, dress up, bust a move, and enter the costume and air guitar contest. To win cash prizes, tickets start at $25 plus fees. Be a
VIP booth, $600 plus fees. Must be 21. For tickets or complete details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or visit WindRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, Cats and Dogs, on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Have you ever wanted to memorize scripture and know it so well that you can share its truth with others without skipping a verbal beat? Have you ever thought that was impossible?
Well then, you've never met Dr. Tom Meyer, nationally known as the Bible Memory Man.
That's right, Jane. In his class that begins September 5th through December the 11th at Shasta Bible College and Graduate School, Professor Meyer will illustrate and teach his proven method of memorizing and reciting God's Word. I'm Dr. Dave Nicholas, here with Chaplain Jane D'Angelo. We're amazed at how Dr. Tom's students respond to the memorization techniques he teaches them. Enroll today for his class, Tuesday afternoon, September 5th through December the 11th, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
That's right. Enrolling for accredited college credit or audit will prepare you for the spiritual battles ahead. And remember, Dr. Meyer is the Bible memory man who recites God's word from memory.
You can register for Dr. Meyer's class today by calling 530-221-4275. That's 530-221-4275.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, you know what we may do tomorrow?
Hmm.
Who's on tomorrow?
Christina.
Oh, well, we may or may not do this. North of Richmond. You know, not exposing ourselves to certain words in there. Maybe in north of Richmond tomorrow.
Well, if you start it at like the 42nd mark, you won't.
You're okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think there's another. Okay, 40 seconds for 15 seconds, 20 seconds. We're safe. Because I think it's in there twice.
Is it? I'll look up the lyrics.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll do that. Okay, hey, welcome back. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is with us. And we're talking, of course, Haven Humane. What do you have next? You know, you've got.
So I got a couple quick things here. So our vet hospital, we're still doing our vaccine clinics. They are from 8 to 10 a.m. on Wednesdays. It's a first come, first serve. We've been doing about 35 plus animals, so we definitely encourage people to get there early. And then the last Thursday of the month is our Feral Fiesta Day, which will be this Thursday, because it's the last day of the month. And so we will be spaying and neutering up to 50 feral cats, and drop-off is at 7:15 a.m. Those are feral cats, so they need to be in a trap. And pickup will be the same day at 4 p.m. We do have vouchers to take off anywhere from 44% to 100% of the surgery cost, depending on where you live, which is going to make the cost $0 to $25 per cat. Well, so,
you say according to where you live. If you live in town, do you get more
off? So, yeah, Reading is a lot more off. And
okay.
We have Anderson, and we have Shasta County as well.
Because we have three or four in our neighborhood.
Yeah,
I mean, they're not a problem, but they end up, you know, they're sleeping outside and yep. You know, they hang around and
trap
and
get them spayed.
Yeah, but I wonder if
they get rabies vaccinated and that way
now,
you don't have to worry about them.
When you spay or neuter them, you cut off the end of their ear, right? You clip
the
ear.
Yeah, we tip the ear.
Tip the ear.
And
you
that way
cut
you
off,
can,
no, they don't cut off half the ear. They
no,
just
no,
tip
no,
it.
No.
So
they
you
just tip
it
so it's straight across on one side. I can't even remember which side it is. But that way, if you see a cat that's got its ear tipped, so it's straight on one edge or one ear, then
it's been fixed.
Then it's been altered, yeah.
Correct. Okay.
And then we also do seven trap neuter releases a day, first come, first serve, Monday through Thursday. So you can do that. Vouchers to the vet hospital. And then don't forget my YouTube channel. Every Monday I have a new Mark's Monday mashup that comes out. It talks about what's going on at Haven. They're pretty quick. They're usually about 3 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer, and they're never more than five. We're really full. You can help by just sharing. Just get on our Facebook, get on our webpage, share these animals, and help out. Obviously, if you're getting your animals spayed, neutered, licensed, microchipped, all that stuff, that certainly helps too. And then if you're interested in volunteering, we love our volunteers. Go to our website, havenhumane.org, go under volunteers, fill out a pretty easy application, and then Cassie, our volunteer coordinator, will get with you on the next steps. We have tons of ways to volunteer. But before I forget, make sure I get this in here. I want to thank my bride, Tina. Today is our 33rd anniversary, and so she probably...
Happy anniversary to you.
Yeah, she probably needs
happy
some kind of therapy being married to me
you.
For 33
oh, no,
years.
Oh, no, she's a saint.
Yeah, she
there's,
is.
You know, there's a halo above her head for living with you for how long?
33 years, yeah.
So were you in the service?
Yeah, we both were.
Oh, okay.
Yep, we
That's
both were.
Cool. Well, you know, congratulations.
Thank you.
God, I've been hearing horror stories lately from friends. They're going the opposite direction.
Yeah, well, you know, I would say marriage can be one of the harder jobs you'll ever have, but
you
it's
think?
Also the most rewarding.
Well, Linda says she says it's a job.
Yeah,
she says you got to work. You know, you got to work at it if you're gonna. You know, if you want something to be a success, you got to work at it. So, just, you know, so, and I wonder sometimes. I mean, Linda and I. At times we could be volatile, and it's hard to believe. And there's been FUs flying around, you know, early on in our marriage, but we've gotten past that.
It's funny. I'll share this because nobody that's listening would know these people, but a friend of mine said that, you know, he was having some issues with his spouse, and said they'd had three disagreements in 16 days, and I told Tina that, and Tina said, oh, my gosh, if that's the metric, we're in trouble.
Three disagreements in 16 days.
And I just
really?
I started laughing. I said, yeah, I don't think that's the same metric that we're
going to use. No, I don't think so. Three in 16 days.
You know, I think the important thing is you never go to bed mad.
Yes. Oh, no, always I love yous and kisses and hugs and all that.
And even
if you're up till 3 in the morning to get to there.
Right. I mean, you know, I think sometimes disagreements are healthy, but sometimes they're not. But, yeah, I couldn't have asked for a better partner for life, and I love her dearly. So.
Tina is such a nice woman.
Yeah, Tina.
She's really good. Hey, what do you want to hit? We got, 5 minutes left. We got... Besides the fact that we know we need to get all these animals adopted and your volunteers and how important they are. And
we need fosters. So if you're interested
in
fostering kittens.
How do you foster a kitten?
You just bring them home and just let them. It's pretty easy. We provide all the stuff. So
have they already been kind of like litter trained?
I mean, they're kittens, so no.
Oh,
I mean, they're kittens. So
how do you litter train a kitten?
They actually pick up on it themselves. Cats are smart.
Yeah.
So, but they've had litter boxes in their most of them are litter trained before they come, just because that's where they've been going to the bathroom is in the litter box. So they're already, pretty much litter trained. But yeah, if you're interested in doing that, you can call 241-1653 and speak to Reed. Reed is our volunteer, our foster coordinator. And yeah, because we have right now, I went in fact, yesterday's Mark's Monday mashup is all about the kit nursery. I actually went in the kit nursery, and as of last week when I filmed that episode, we had 60-something kittens in the kit nursery, and many of those would be great in fosters. And the important thing for fosters is, or the reason for fostering and why it's so important, is because the kittens then get more socialization, and they're ready to be adopted more when they come out. So our staff does a great job, and our volunteers do a great job of socializing and playing with the kittens, but nothing replaces them being in a home and out and about and socializing and playing around and playing with family.
Yeah, learning what you can do and what you can't. Like, you can train a cat.
You can train a cat. You can click or train cats, just like you can click or train dogs. They're super smart, actually. They're just a little more
they just think they're
godlike. Peculiar with, yes, they that's exactly right. That's,
you know,
that, dogs thank think, you, just saved me a lot of time.
Yeah,
that's
exactly, they think they're godlike. Hey, here's a comment in here.
Sure.
Okay, so I bring in a feral cat, then I have to pay for it, then I have to pick it up and drop it all the way back out in the wild. Well, no. If you've got feral cats in your neighborhood, you put your trap out, you get it. Yes, you do have to bring it down, but you may get it for free. You don't have to pay, or you may have to pay a little. But what you've done then is, and you take it, and you just drop it back off. What that means is that cat's going to stay in the neighborhood. It's still going to protect its area. It just can't breed, so you don't have a bunch of kittens going around. Yeah, it takes a little bit out of your day, but you could, if you live in Redding, you'd probably get it for free. And you've taken, and you've catch two of them, you've taken two breeding animals off of the off the streets. And if everybody did this, it would take forever. But but you could literally,
it wouldn't take
come
forever.
Up,
if everybody did it, it would take a lot, a significantly shorter amount of time.
Yeah, if everybody did that, like.
And until everybody is willing to do that, we're going to continue to have.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.